Montana is part of a bipartisan effort around the U.S. to strengthen enforcement and prevent antitrust activity within the nation's food system. The move comes amid questions about whether consumers are paying fair prices at the grocery store. 31 attorneys general, including Montana's, are working with the USDA to ultimately bring down food costs and create more choices at the supermarket. While recent inflation spikes have been a factor, officials say price gouging is a possibility too. Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group says it's worth taking a closer look.
We very much believe in a free market, but not when it comes to, you know, crossing the line of trying to take advantage of individuals and families who are just trying to feed their kids.
Beyond price structures, the USDA says states will also be watching for conflicts of interest, misuse of intellectual property, and anti-competitive practices across the food and agriculture supply chains. Business groups such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce oppose the move, calling it an overreach. Montana does not have its own price gouging law. Murray says while there have been rumblings about these issues, it's hard to go into a grocery store, see higher prices, and know for sure whether corporate greed is at play.
What are the manufacturing costs? What are the labor costs, which probably have gone up? You know, what are the supply chain costs? What are the distribution costs? And then where at the end is there a profit? And is anybody along the way taking advantage of the situation?
Murray says the combined efforts of 31 states speaks volumes about the desire to protect consumers. She adds there's currently no federal statute addressing price gouging, so state enforcement of any new federal law will be important. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.